how do you feel? This is another step in kind of the learning curve for this team.
Well, I just thought, you know, Montreal came out real hard, not unlike game one, and we didn't deal with that well. So we got ourselves in a hole there. Is it part of the learning curve? Perhaps. I mean, it certainly looked that way.
Next up, we'll go to Kevin McGrann, Toronto Star. Go ahead, Kevin.
Sheldon, a couple of your players had a bit of a rough night. Rasmus early and Alex with the giveaway there in overtime. What do you do? What do you say? How do you as a coach respond to that?
Well, I think it's like any other, you know, mistake that you make. You want the player to be aware of, you know, of the mistake, which I think it's that itself is pretty obvious. They know that, but it's more just being aware of what was available there, what the better play was, and then you park it and move on and keep playing. I mean, hockey's a game of mistakes. It happens, and you got to push on. I mean, when you're playing better as a team, and mistakes happen, they don't seem to hurt you. But when you're not playing well and you make mistakes, and there's, you know, you open the door for the opposition, and those mistakes cost you.
We'll go to Steve Simmons, Trump's son. Go ahead, Steve.
Hilton, it's pretty clear that William Nylander is your most dynamic forward in this series. Tonight, he played 7 minutes less than Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews. Can you explain the discrepancy of ice time?
Yeah, well, he doesn't play on that line, so that's the first part of it. And that line gets a lot of difficult assignments and key face-offs and coming out of timeouts and stuff like that. Well, he got a few extra shifts here today, played with those guys a little bit, but discrepancy is probably a little more than I'd like it to be here today, but it's kind of a part of chasing the game a little bit, and Willie has a tendency to keep his shifts a lot shorter than some other guys, and, you know, over the course of the game, that's gonna create some discrepancy. But I'm not sure what the actual number of shifts difference was, but I was aware of trying to get Willie more shifts, but Willie's not a full time part of that line, and there's going to be some discrepancy there as a result. But no doubt Willie was really good again tonight.
We'll go to Mark Masters, TSN. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Sheldon. How did you feel about Jack Campbell's night?
Well, it wasn't his best, obviously. I mean, he was playing at a really high level for us. And today, you know, like our team, wasn't his best. But he's earned the opportunity and the trust that he will bounce back.
Next up, we'll go to Herb Jakowski with the Montreal Gazette. Go ahead, Herb.
Thanks again. Hey, Sheldon. You obviously rebounded from the first game defeat when maybe doubts would have started to creep in. Obviously, you believe in your team. You have no doubt that they will rebound from this. But just tell me why you feel that they can, your team can close it out now and win a third consecutive game in Montreal.
Well, we're a good team. You know, we look at the two games that we've lost, and we haven't played nearly at our best yet. Both games were right there. You know, we have played well. We've been in control of games pretty well. So we have lots of reasons to be confident. Lots of reasons to believe in our group. At the same time, we guys got another reminder today that Montreal is going to make it real difficult, and that they're a very good team and very strong goaltending, and that in itself gives them lots of belief.